Welcome to Rebecca Neal, the podcast, where I, Rebecca, your host, share thought-provoking episodes with you to help you take your life from where it is now to where you want it to be. I have a huge desire and passion to help people just like you get out of their own way and start living the life that they deserve. I'm here to help you feel empowered, educated, and inspired to get into massive action and create change in your life today. Join me weekly as I share insights into the online business world, social media, and many other motivational topics, and also interview some of the world's most incredible humans to help you become the best version of yourself. Hello, welcome back to another solo episode. Although this solo episode is coming from a new studio by the beach in Mermaid Beach, and I am absolutely thrilled to be saying that I am living here again on the coast. And if you follow along on my podcast episodes, you would have heard that I was relocating, and I've kind of been in a little bit of an underground, just sort of navigating the relocation, obviously studying, and I've got some major exams coming up, and just navigating, I guess, resetting and reconnecting to myself and, you know, my coastal home. So I'm back, I'm here in your ears for another solo episode. And I thought, what can I bring you guys today? And I thought, I'm just going to trust that I will share what I need to share for the right people. And also that potentially I should just start at the very beginning and just, you know, I think it's really important that we are speaking our truth. We are showing up in full alignment of who we are and sharing that and sharing every part of the journey. And that doesn't mean when you're online that you should get out there and air your dirty laundry and tell everyone how you roasted, your kids this morning over something, or that so-and-so did. Like, it's really about being discerning with how and what you share, but also sharing both sides of the story. So I think, unfortunately, like, social media, I am so grateful for. It has brought me so much connection, financial reward. It gives me a creative outlet. It's such a beautiful place. But also there is a very dark side to social media. And I think if you're not conscious of that, you can get caught up in that and get lost. Let's be real there. And so, as I always say to my clients when they start, you know, I had a couple of clients start last week, and I remember saying to them, go and delete, unfollow, mute, do whatever you need to do to the accounts that make you feel less than good enough. There's so much in the world already that makes us feel this way. So why would you want to be constantly seeing that in your feed? You can choose who you follow. So I suggest if you follow people that make you question your body, question your business, question your relationship, question you as a person, your beliefs, your values, unfollow them. If there's someone close to you, you can mute them so you still follow them and they don't know. And so, you know, this is really important because our minds are our garden, and what we have planted in there and what we continue to plant and water inside our minds is really, really important. And so this is through repetition, this is through affirmation, this is through seeing things, speaking things, hearing things. And so what you are consuming online is having a great impact on your beliefs of yourself, on your mindset, on how you show up with your relationship. You know, I can give you an example, like earlier this year when all of the COVID stuff, and it's still happening, unfortunately, but, you know, it's so easy to get consumed into what's going on around you, right? And so for me, I'm a very curious human. I try to be conscious with my curiosity, consciously curious. And so I dive into rabbit holes quite a bit. I openly admit that, and I enjoy it, and I love learning, and I love discovering weird things and different people's points of views and thoughts and opinions and ideas and all of the things. But what can happen is we can go down too many rabbit holes and it can consume us, right? And so there was a point where my partner said to me, all we're talking about is this stuff, and you're constantly thinking about this, and we're talking about this, and, you know, it's interesting because obviously not everybody has that curious mind, for one, But I started to look at what my consumption was like. And so I joined these Telegram chats because you can't talk openly on Instagram and all of that. You know, there's all this censorship on all the social channels, which is so unfortunate. But Telegram, it's like free for all. So I was like, yeah, I'm there. I'm going to follow all these people and see what everybody's talking about. And I started to notice it was just as bad as the other side, let's say. So, you know, being open-minded, I am open to ideas of, I guess, conspiracy is one word, but I also am open to looking at medical from different angles. I'm studying a science degree. I believe in science. I understand that science has a place in the world, and I'm very much about research and facts and things like that. And I don't believe that there's been enough of that. And so that's my point there as well. And so I'm very curious and very open to what people think and what people's stories are, and, you know, the sick people and all of the things, right? I'm pro-choice. I don't mind what you choose to do, but my issue lies in the people that aren't able to make the choice. It's very hurtful and sad that we have this situation where it's being mandated. But that's another story for another day. So anyway, I was getting down these rabbit holes with Telegram, and I realized how much it was actually affecting me. And this, you may not notice this because I didn't realize it. And I thought, it's just flattening my mood all the time, because I like both sides of the stories, but you can go so far one way and you can go so far the other way. The pendulum swings, right? And so you can find yourself on whatever side you like best and go right down that deep hole. But there's also fear on both sides, you know, fear of getting it, fear of not getting it, fear of getting COVID, fear of not getting COVID and having the jab or whatever it is. But you can actually find yourself in a place of fear on either side. And so I had to step out of that space and be more conscious with the consumption. So Telegram is something I might check every week or so, but it's definitely not a daily activity anymore. But I think it's just being, it's coming back to that mindfulness piece, right? That conscious mind that you have, and going, yeah, I'm really curious about this, but I'm going to be conscious in how I'm consuming it. And it comes back to where this conversation started and who you follow online. And so if you notice, or when you are online, be conscious of how things make you feel. Do they make you feel positive and inspired and empowered and educated and all the things that it should feel? Or does it make you go, oh, I wish I had that. Oh, if only I'd done this. Or they're not great things. Yes, we can be, you know, pointed and redirected in ways to think about things differently, for sure. Nothing's, not everything's going to always align and be, you know, true to our values. But it's having that neutral perception that's going to help you stay grounded and not get caught in the downward spiral. So go online, get rid of these people, unfollow these people. They don't need to be there, right? So really, really important to be consciously, see, I didn't even know what I was coming on here to talk about. Now I don't even know where I began. But I thought, you know what, I'm bringing a solo episode of goodness and truth today. So whatever's meant to come through will come through. And so, yeah, I think being more conscious in our space online is really, really important. And that's where I want to share with you guys what I'm up to, because obviously I've been on socials for a very long time, and I know I have some beautiful followers and audience that have been on my journey for so long. You've seen me pivot in all sorts of angles, and it's been incredible to be, you know, have your support ongoing for the last 8 to 12 years. It's crazy to think people have seen that journey. You know, I've come from so many different angles. And I think what I love about that is it's challenging for sure, but it allows me to be all of me and who I'm here to be, because we are on a journey, and there are a lot of people that resist change and resist pivoting because they're afraid, they don't have the courage to take the leap, or they're afraid of what other people think, or they just don't know how. And so I don't get worried about that. I trust what I feel, and I trust that I'll be shown the way if I take the right step. We know intuitively in our body how something feels. We know if it's an anxiety-ridden feeling. We know if it feels like love. We know if it feels good in our body, if we feel safe. And usually that's the decision, right? So if we know that, it makes us feel better. that's great. But if it makes you feel edgy and anxious, it's potentially the wrong decision. That doesn't mean you can't feel anxious about things or like nervous about things for sure. But like with me moving to back to the coast, it came with consequences and it came with changes. And, you know, I had to leave my partner in Brisbane and not see him on a daily basis to make this decision. So that was the consequence. But not once did I think that I was making the wrong decision. I knew wholeheartedly in my soul, in my heart, that I was making the right choice, even though there were things that weren't going to be great or ideal, you could say, but I knew that it felt right. So I followed it and I knew and trusted that everything else would fall into alignment as I did that, because I wasn't living my truth. I was miserable in Brisbane, let's be honest. And so many of you, I love that so many of you were aware of this. I had so many messages on Instagram and Facebook or wherever saying that, you know, your energy seems off, you just seem different. And then now, since I've moved, so many people have mentioned how much I'm glowing and shining and la la la, which is amazing. And I love that. Because I'm very transparent and truth speaking, unfortunately, there is a downside to that. I can't hide things very easily. It shows in my eyes, it shows in my face, in whatever it might be. So yeah, so I had to do this for me to follow through with what I teach and educate, and that's on living your truth. And so back to that part where pivoting can be challenging, but it can also be so fucking liberating, and it is liberating. So if you're in a place right now, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's in business, whether it's with friendships, whatever it might be, and you're feeling stuck, you're knowing that you're not meant to be there, but you're afraid to make the change, make the change. You just have to decide and then take the action. As long as you know that it's the right decision and it feels good, and that, you know, there is no wrong or right. It's just that it is going to feel better than another decision, right? And then you move towards the journey and direction that you're meant to be going on. And that brings me to talking about what I'm doing for work now. So I am studying a Bachelor in Health Science degree in clinical nutrition. That is my absolute passion in life, is educating people on health and nutrition and teaching. I do that naturally on a daily basis. It's probably annoying for some people, but that has always been a big part of who I am. And that's why I'm studying that, not just for my own self, but to be eventually able to help people through the times we're going through now and help people heal through nutrition and nutritional medicine, potentially go on and do a functional doctorate. But when it comes to business, I've had a few people asking me if I'm still coaching and what I'm doing when it comes to that sort of thing. And so, yes, I'm still coaching to some degree, I guess you could call it. I've been a coach for over a decade, a lot over a decade. Crazy to think how long it's been and the different niches and people I've worked with and the beautiful humans' lives that I've connected with. And yeah, the coaching space has definitely changed, and I honor you for choosing to, if you are starting out as a coach, I honor you for taking the leap, because it's a scary place right now. The industry isn't amazing, if I'm really honest. I just feel like there's a coach in every damn corner of the internet streets, and they're just trying to sell you on a problem that you may or may not have. With some generic program or generic course that's promising to deliver everything, but all you're getting is their leftovers. I know it sounds really harsh, but I don't want you guys to be part of the noise. I want you guys to be loud and proud, but stand in integrity. If you are going into the coaching space, fucking own it and help people, because that's what coaching is supposed to be about. The industry has changed so much in the last 18 months, 2 years, let's say. I believe that it's really taken a turn for the worse. There's so many coaches and marketers now out there trying to make a quick buck. If you haven't listened to my episode with Jake, go back, Jake Keffer, and listen to that. We talked about this in that episode. It's a couple back from this one. There is space for coaches who are truly in it for the right reasons, because the ones who are in it just for money, they will not last. They won't stand the test of time. unfortunately, they've found that there is a hole in the coaching space where you can just make money off people. You can charge whatever you want. There's no regulations, and it's crazy. I'm seeing it more and more. And this was the beginning of my journey back to where I am now, let's say in my pivot, because I was sitting in this space of going, oh my gosh, I've studied to be a coach in so many institutes. And, you know, I've studied at IA and I've studied with the Beautiful You. I've done NLP training. I've done psychology and counseling at university. Like, there's so many things that I've done to get to where I am now to be able to support my clients. However, Joe Blow down the road's charging 15 grand for 6 months, who's been a coach for less than 12 months. I'm sorry, what? You know, where do they even do their training? They didn't. I hate saying this. I hate being the dampener because, yes, there's space for everyone, but there's not space for people who are out of alignment of their integrity, who are taking the piss, who are selling snake oil, as someone I spoke to recently said. And I thought, you're right. If you haven't had a business or you haven't done any training as a coach, how can you teach other people unless you've had some crazy traumatic experiences and you have seen psychologists and all these sorts of things and, you know, you've got a different story? Sure. But there are a lot of people that are like, oh, I'm just going to quit my job in like sports girl and go and be a coach. I'm sorry, but that's just not how it works, unfortunately. And so I want you guys, it's really important to me for you guys to show up as your best self, as your best coach version. And yes, charge what you're worth, but charging what you're worth doesn't mean you put people in debt for 5 years. Like, I've seen it all. So for me, I'm not going to carry on about this anymore because I know there's a lot of people that agree with me and where I'm at. I've had many conversations with many different people in different industries and spaces. And so that's how I feel about the industry. I feel like it took a turn for not so great. And I thought, how do I fit into this space? I love coaching. I love getting people results. I've worked with hundreds of women over the years, helping them to lose weight, to feel better, to work on their self-belief, work on, you know, their business, whatever it is. I've worked with so many different layers and levels. And I'm really proud to say that I've, you know, worked extremely hard to help people get these results. And so I stepped back and I looked at everything that I was doing and I put together a little plan. And I thought, what is it that I'm so passionate about? What do I love teaching people the most? What do I love helping people with? What do people always ask me about? You know, this is where we come back to figuring out your niche. It's about going back to what you love the most and what you're, you know the best, I guess. So for me, it's personal branding and social media marketing, right? Attraction marketing, knowing who your ideal target audience is and then showing up in that space and then creating content. You know, I love to create content. I have an eye for design. I studied design when I left high school. That's where that comes from. So I was always dreaming of being an art director and working in graphic design, but my journey went down a different road. But I still have that skill. So I use Photoshop, I design in InDesign and Canva and all those things. So I thought, I want to teach other people this. However, what I also have been doing over the last couple of years without really promoting it is social media management. I've been working with many different industries, you know, in that space, food, childcare, dietetics, like so many different, you know, interior designers, lots of different brands. And I thought, you know what? I need to actually make this a legit business because it's paying me like one. I'm working with these clients, but I don't really have a brand to back that. So I built a company. Let's just go and build a company off the back of not really wanting to be a coach anymore. And that's Say Hello Social. So do check me out on Instagram if you haven't yet. I'd love your support over there. My website will be live in the next 2 weeks, which is really exciting. And so now the ways you can work with me is either one-to-one for an 8-week, very, very intense container of information to learn personal branding and social media as a startup business in the health and wellness space as a coach. I'm kind of still sticking with the same niche because, hey, that's what I know best. I'm not going to go and pretend I know something else. And working with lots of sustainable wellness brands and things like that. And then I do social media management. So if you don't love social media, you hand it over to me and I do it for you. And my team does it for you. So you have consistent showing up online and you don't have to worry about it. So we do a monthly strategy call. We plan out the month. I do all the content, the grid, the design work. You give me the imagery and it all goes up for you. So it's very, very cool. That's pretty much social media management in a nutshell. So that's what I'm up to. That's what I've been working on. I thought it would be cool to just share a little bit of that with you and anything else that came out of my word vomit, which seems like there was a little bit. So if you have any questions, please DM me on sayhellosocial.co or Rebecca Neal. I am Rebecca Neal on Instagram. I'm always open for a chat and questions if you just want to rant about something. And I just say like a couple of things. If you're in a position where you're like, I need to pivot, I know it's time to change, trust that. We never feel things that are not for us. I want you to know that. We always feel like the redirection is happening for us. It's nudging us. Listen to it. Go deeper. Don't take crazy risks. Like, I'm not saying you have to do that, but listen and tune into it and sit down and mind map and brainstorm and say, this is coming up. What does this actually mean? What is this offering me? Is this helping me see where I need to go? And be okay with it. You know, I've watched some of my clients that I worked with last year over the last 12 months just blow up because they've just followed the next steps. You know, we learned what we did together and then they went off and, you know, they've created amazing affirmation cards, they've created journals, they've done all these incredible things that are like tangible products now and all sorts of other stuff. And it's just so beautiful to watch because they're trusting the pull and they're following it. And it's really, really amazing. And so I say that if you feel that way, do it. And then when it comes to being a coach, if you're a new coach listening to this and I've just scared you, I'm sorry. The coaching space is such a beautiful place if your heart is in the right place. So be heart-led, heart-driven, and then the finance will just come. It's so easy. When we focus on impact and service, the income always comes. We as coaches have a job to do. We have a role to do, right? It's a privilege for someone to invest in us to take care of them, whether it's in health, whether it's in business, life, mindset, whatever your style of coaching is. It's really about knowing that person has entrusted themselves into you and you have a job to do, and that's to hold their hand, to work with them and give them what they deserve without putting them in a place of further debt or stress or anything like that, you know. And yeah, I think always check in with how it feels. Is it in alignment to your truth and integrity? If you want to talk that out, I'm always open to chats on that sort of stuff as well. But that's all from me. I have a major exam tomorrow, so I'm very excited to be free of that and being able to show up for you guys weekly again. I am so sorry that I've not been able to pop in your ears. Please let me know how you found today's episode. I just thought it would be cool to just have a bit of a riff and share whatever came up and also update you on where I'm at the moment. But as always, if you do screenshot this episode, I will share it in my stories. I'm always open in my DMs. But yeah, until next week, I hope that you have a beautiful week and that you are preparing for Christmas because, hello, it's around the corner. Where has this year gone? Like, seriously, I cannot believe that it's Christmas in a couple of weeks. So yeah, just chill, just relax, just feel into everything. I think it's really important to always check in your body and really listen. You are always being guided. You are always being listened to. It's just that we are so busy that we're not listening. So take some time to tune out this week and tune in. And I will be in your ears again very, very soon.